Okay. Okay, let's learn. I'm going to do a quick chazar, 45 minutes. Chazar, it's hard to stop in the middle. And we're probably going to need one more after this to finish. It's the sugya of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shabbos Bereishis. That's what this is. Just to remind you a little bit, the Rosh Prakim that the Tzaddik is talking about, the Said Yisharim, the Radzina. All of these are very big Yisaitis in the teachings of all the Tzaddikim from this Beis Medrash of Ishbitz Lublin. And trying to learn at the beginning some very, very basic pieces that will help us later on learn amazing things throughout the parashiyos of the year, Mitzvah Shem. But these are very big Yisaitis, and it takes a lot of work. We know that in the Zohar HaKadosh, just to review for a minute, we know that in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Sod, the secret, the mystery of Rosh Hashanah, of Briyas HaOlam, of Briyas HaOdam, is that Hashem was Mekarev us, Am Yisrael, from Eiver HaNohar. Across the river. Now, in the Zohar Kaddish, across the river means that dimension of reality before there was any confusion. When everything was Echad, when everything was Or Ein Sof, the infinite light of God, everything was included in Elokus and God. That's the other side of the river. Creation, the Ishbitz explains, based upon the Zohar, creation itself was an act by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chilek es ma'isev. It's a term that these tzaddikim will use very often. Chilek es ma'isev. That Hashem Baruch Hu divided his actions, so to speak. Chilek es ma'isev. And there are two sides of the river. Over there, me'ever ha'nahar, where we come from. Over there, on the other side of the river, as I said a moment ago, there is no pirud. There is no separation. Everything is elokus. There's also no free choice. It's God. It's Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu on the other side of the river. On this side of the river, Hashem split everything in half, and on this side of the river, we live in what's called the Alma de Piruda, the world of separation. Everything in this world is defined by sveikus, doubts, and confusion. In the writings of Ishbitz, the Eitz Hadas, Tov HaRa, that we're familiar with, is called the Ilana de Sveika, the tree of doubt. Everything's unclear and everything's uncertain on this side of the river. And Hashem created this remarkable being, a human being, Ubefrat, Adam mi Yisrael, and the Adam mi Yisrael, who has the ability to actually remember, to recall life on the other side of the river, before the confusion, who actually has the ability to connect this side of the river to the other side of the river, to be mechaber, to connect those two worlds, to reconnect all that's in this world of Pirud to the other side of the river, which is the world of Echad. Only a human being can live with these hafachim, with these diametrically opposed worlds, and somehow navigate his way through these two worlds and make shalom between these two worlds. And because of this, everything in creation is in a state of Zachar Unikeva Bara Osa. That's really where we were up to. Zachar Unikeva, male and female, of course, in the Zohar Kaddish, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, male and female is not just a guy and a girl. There's the koach of Mashpia, the Zohar, and there's that koach to receive, the koach to be mekabel. So the parents, of course, are the mashpiyim. The child receives. The son is mashpia, the moon receives. But the tachlis is not for the child to remain forever locked into that state of Kabbalah, of receiving. The tachlis is for the child to be able to now become himself or herself a mashpia to the madrega beneath, meaning to their children, to his children, her children. Now, in order for that to happen, something remarkable must take place. It's remarkable and it's painful. It's the greatest source of suffering in our lives and in the world. The mashpia has to turn away from the makabel. That's what we were talking about at the end last week. The mashpia has to turn away from the makabel. Because as long as the mashpia is facing the makabel, as long as they're in this state of panam al panam, the makabel is totally bottled in the light of the mashpia. Is so completely overwhelmed by that powerful light that he's receiving, or that she's receiving, that's the inyan of the nekeva, of the female, that she's receiving, that she doesn't have anything of her own. She doesn't sense herself at all. She's completely null and void in the light of the mashpia. Therefore, the early Mekubalim described creation as an act by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his face from creation, turned his face from the other, and created the world. Kshabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salomo, it's in the Sefer Kana, we learned last week, Hofach es or panav mimenu. In order that the world would be able to sense itself as being separate and independent, Hashem turned his face from creation. He turned the brightness of his infinite light that leaves no room for man to choose. That would mean that man never ever crossed over the river. And if he hasn't crossed over the river, it means he can't bring anything back from this side of the river. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, he turned his face from creation. And by turning his face from creation, he created a state of he'elem, of concealment, of confusion. That state of helem, of concealment and of confusion, of course, means that now man can choose. Man is a baal bechir. He could become entirely lost in this world on this side of the river, believing that ad kedei kach, that there is no God at all. There's nothing. There's no such thing as the other side of the river. All there is me. Because once the mashpia turns his face, the makabel is filled, can become completely filled and obsessed with himself. Ad kedei kach, that there's nothing, I wasn't makabel from anybody. I'm it. I'm the mashpia. I'm the new God. One of the tzaddikim said that everybody believes in God, it's just that most people think that it's himself. Everybody believes in Hashem, it's just it happens to be me. So one can forget. And one is empowered, this person is empowered by that sense of self, of the powerful light that he feels without remembering at all that he was makabel from the other side of the river. Just as children turn against their parents, the parents turn their face, the child becomes convinced, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, I'm the beginning of existence. What about the parents? They just pay some bills. But other than that, I'm the beginning of existence. Man was created Zachar u'Nekeva. Zachar u'Nekeva, not only that, but as Chazal teach us, the initial creation took place in such a way where Adam and Chava were back to back, were Achor ba'Achor, back to back. That's what we're up to. In the left column, the first page, the left column, I hope you made a simon, we were up to say it's probably like 22 lines down, where it says, we just let's just review that last sentence, where it says, in the middle of the sentence, Omnam Iker Ritzayna Yisbar. Omnam Iker Ritzayna Yisbar Hu Bazeh. I don't know if it's exactly 22, but that's what it looks like. It's like the 613 in the Rimayim. Omnam Iker Ritzayna Yisbar Hu Bazeh Ha'olam. Nevertheless, the Iker Ritzayna of Hashem is Bazeh Ha'olam. The Baruch Shalom's main purpose in all of this, in this whole enterprise, the main purpose is Bazeh Ha'olam, this world. Shiyeh Hakor B'Chvod Yisbarach, that it's that there should be a recognition of His covet, of His presence, of His light. Gam B'Chashkus Hastaris Halavushim, even in the darkness, the concealment, the covering of the garments of this side of the river, of this side of creation. That's what we're up to. And because of this, Hashem created man, only man, in such a way, even though, of course, Zohar and the Cave is in all of creation, but man was created du partzufim, as one creature initially, as one being, with a male side and a female side. Ubahari HaKadosh Nikrazois Kaisel Echad L'Shneim. In the Kisveri, it's described as that the male and female shared one wall. It was a wall, so to speak. Male side, female side. Ubazar Kadosh Isal Zan Nukva Achidis B'Satroi. The language of the Zohar is that the Nekeva, the female, was united, was attached to the side. Hainu she'etzloin is achid hakabola v'hashpo. Now, what's remarkable about man is that man has within him the capacity for both kabola and hashpo. The male side, of course, is mashpia. The nature is to be mashpia. The female side, the nature is kabola, to receive. She b'chinis nukva u'b'chinis docha b'yachad. It means the b'china of zocha and the keva, male and female b'yachad. Not as separate creatures like in everything else. And everything else in creation, there's a zachar, there's a nekev. She'enu mizbatal mohuso. Now what does this mean? She'enu mizbatal mohuso be'es sh'omed panim upanim u'mekabel v'zoicher nami b'toiv be'es sh'mashpia shuhu rak mekabel. So what that means is that man has the unique ability to simultaneously be mashpia, to give, to be mashpia, but to remember that there's another side of his existence. And that side tells him that all that you are giving, all the light that you have to give of out, all the light that you have to radiate into existence, that's something that you received. It didn't begin with you. It didn't start with you. Because man has the koach of choice, bechira. Lahamlech olav is Hashem is baruch. To be mamlech Hashem, this is the inyan of Rosh Hashanah. Lahamlech olav is Hashem is baruch. To be mamlech Hashem as king upon him. Af begodl hasteroso, even though there's a very powerful side of him, the zocher side, that sees itself as being powerful, independent, on its own. Man has the ability to choose to remember that there's an akeva side to him, which means that sof kol sof, your light comes from somewhere else. Comes from somewhere else. L'chein yochel shapir l'hakir af b'shah shemashpia. Therefore, even while man is in the act of being mashpia, he's acting zachar-like. He's using the male quality of hashpah. At the moment that he's mashpia. Remember, when you're mashpia, it's very hard to be conscious of that reality that this is not your own light. This is something that you've received. But man has this ability. At the moment that he's mashpia, there's that side of him, the nekeva side that says, don't get carried away with yourself, honey. A lot of wives do that to their husbands. Don't get carried away with yourself. Take it easy. And this is the ikim akuvin of what God wants, of the reason that God created this world. I mean, it's a struggle. It's hard for man to do that. If the Gemara says Ne'erivin. Now the Gemara is talking about a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, where Chazal uses one of the sources to show that man was created du partzufim, with the male side and the female side. It says in pasuk, Achor v'kedem tzaratani. You formed me Achor, from the back and from the front. Achor v'kedem tzaratani. It says in pasuk. So the Gemara is talking about that pasuk. The Gemara says that we see from this pasuk, Achor v'kedem tzaratani, that man was created du partzufim. Zoch in the cave. Now the Gemara is medayik in the fact that the Torah, when the Torah tells us this reality, it's written in such a way, but the Zohar comes first. Zohar u nekeva baroiso. Not nekeva the Zohar. Zohar u nekeva. The Gemara is focusing on that. That Zohar nekeva. Hey minayu sagi bereisha. The Gemara's question is, so what is first? Omer of Nachman of Yitzchak mistarbe de Zohar sagi bereisha. Zohar u nekeva. First the Zohar, then the Kev. In the Seder of Bria. Hainuki Zohar, so the Rebbe explains. Hainuki Zohar Moira al Koyach Avoida Bechira. Because remember, the Tachlis of creation is the Avoda of Bechira, man making choices. Choice. That Koyach of choosing, despite the darkness, despite the fact that you could very easily be, slip into this. Into this belief that it's all about you, that koch is the koch of the zohar, to choose. V'nukva, what about the nekeva? So that's second. V'nukva, the female quality. V'nukva, romes al hakara atzuma bebehirus chazaka. It's that nekeva side of us that remembers in a very, very powerful and strong way the light of Hashem. The Nekeva remembers that women bechlal are much more spiritually inclined in general than men. The Hakara, the sense of something miraculous, is much more woven into the fabric of a woman who herself experiences the miracle of a child developing inside of her. The woman, that koach of the Nekeva, equals the hakara, but the recognition at suma bebehirus chazaka, ad chein mokum klal lekoach habechira. The feminine side, the female side, doesn't feel that there's any free choice at all. There's nothing. How can it be? It's only that I received. It's all about God. It's all that I'm a makabel. I explained last week. That's why many, many women, unfortunately, dissolve into their men, and they just allow themselves, Hashem Yirachem, to be hurt, to be abused, and to remain in a state of pachad, of fear and abuse, because there is this sense of helplessness that often comes with this feeling of what could I do? What can I do? Sof kol sof, I'm a makabel. And the Gemara says a klal, that a woman would rather, even if it means being with the husband that's not ideal, it's still better than being alone. Because the sense that she has is that on her own she can't handle it. She's a makabel. And the makabel becomes dependent upon the mashpia. One of the remarkable signs that we're getting closer to Mashiach is that the makabel is seeking to be more independent. We'll talk about that in a second. The whole undercurrent of the feminist movement that began developing in earnest in the 20th century, the early part of the century, and now is gotten completely out of control. The that inyan of the Nekeva, of the Nekeva saying, one second, I'm also somebody. That's a chiddush. It wasn't like that throughout history. I mean, there were individual women that were like that, but for the most part, that's not how the female member of society operated. Because the nature of the nukva is hakara tzumba behirus chazaka at shein mokum klal kocha bechira. I don't really have much of a choice. What am I? The makabel doesn't feel that there's much of a choice, and to the makabel makabelis, there's a certain behirus that this is just how it has to be. The zocher, who is very much broken, as the Rebbe talks about that later on, is very broken by the concealment of God's light. Is like the child that was abandoned, and has to find his own way. And he doesn't trust others, and he feels that he can only rely upon himself. The Nekeva side is just the opposite. The Nekeva side feels I don't have myself. I just have what I could be makabel from someone else. The male side is that koach that says, if I'm not going to take care of myself, no one's going to take care of me. I have to take care of myself. That unbelievable sense of self, which in the male, in a very unpleasant way, comes out as a powerful ego, very strong ego. Women generally do not have an issue with ego. Again, there are exceptions. But women generally do not have an inyan with ego. By a woman, the ikur by a woman is they need to feel appreciated. It's a whole different thing. It has to do with a makabel. That to be recognized, to be appreciated, to acknowledge my existence. So a guy needs to be built up, constantly built up. You're the best, you're the greatest. The woman just needs the tiniest little sign that she exists and she's fine. Not the guy. And after everything, the guy will have a million tinies that she doesn't give him enough, she doesn't recognize his greatness, his godless, and so on. The woman doesn't have an inyan like this. As long as she's appreciated and recognized, she's appreciated, she's happy to be mevatel herself to her guy. Akedekach, that many women allow themselves, they feel that they have no choice, they go through terrible abuse and suffering. Their inyan is not the ego. The inyan of the ego, the male ego, comes from this turning of the mashpia's face away from the male. He's a zocher, and he feels that he's the mashpia. He's it. It's me. It's all about me. So the male's greatest milchama in life is with his ego. It's the greatest milchama that a male has is with his ego. If you don't believe that, it's because you're an egomaniac. That's all. The greatest milchama that a male has is with his ego. And the Keva does not have a milchama generally with ego. Even if you'll sometimes find some highfalutin gal in some big position somewhere, she talks like she's a shabama, she's a sabrach. It's not. It's just a certain thing that she has to... It's not... But the guy really believes about himself that he really believes that he's a shtick rebbeinu shlomo. He really believes that. Because there's some truth to that. Because the koach of zocher is to be mashpia. The whole sugi of men and women depends on understanding this properly. I mean, we're going to be learning about this during the year on different occasions, at different parashis and so on. And ein mokum klal lekocha bechira. V'hagam shiyeh lo'osed ikra yakvus bezois. Now here's where the guy's going to get insulted. Watch this. V'hagam shiyeh lo'osed ikra yakvus bezois ha'kara. Hagam that in the future, when Mashiach comes, the ikra, and it's already beginning now, the ikra hayakvus, what's most precious, is bezois ha'kara, will be with this recognition, sheyakiru she'ein ha'odam poil klum bekoch bechira osa. When it will be clear that be'emes, a human being cannot do anything. It's the human being, be'emes, cannot be poil anything against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. So with all of the bravado and all of the big talk, and all of this, it's me. Be'emes, be'emes, you can't be poil with all of that talk. You can't be poil with all of that bechira. Rak Hashem is baruch levada hu poil hakol. Okay, that's of course the theme song in Ishbitz. Rak Hashem is baruch levada hu poil hakol. Everything's Hashem. K'mosh ne'emar hinini oisa chadasha ba'aretz nekeva tesoyvev gever. So the pasuk is saying, I'm going to reveal something new at the end of time. What's going to be new at the end of time? The keva tesoyvev gever, the male is going to encircle the female. What does that mean? So a marshal of that in our lives that we're all familiar with is that by the chuppah, the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz, not the Sfaradim. Sfaradim, a lot of Sfaradim do now also because they like the idea, but it's not, the Sfaradim never did this. But by the Ashkenazim, that the kala makes 7 hakafas around the chasim, right? The kala goes around the chasim. La'osid lavum, Mashiach will come. This is the way the Radak learns, another mefarshim on the Pshat and Pasik, is that la'osid lavum, the nekeva, the kala will stand still, and the chasin is going to make 7 hakafas around the kala. That means the perception in this world of free choice is that the man, the male, is at the center of creation, and the girl revolves around the male. Remember, the male means bechira, it means a feeling of it's me, because that's the ikra of this world, is despite that feeling that it's you, to remember that there's a nekeva, to remember that it's not you. Remember that you received this light. So, in this world, the perception is that the male that stands at the center of creation, that's the centerpiece of creation. Therefore, in this world, as we know it, the male stands still, and the girl makes the 7 hakafas around the chasm. La'osa lavo, Hashem says, I'm going to reveal something new. Nekeva tesoyvev gever, that the gever is going to make circles around the nekeva. That means that the emes is, that the essence of creation, at the center of creation is the sweet and clear and simple recognition that everything always, all along, was really God. It was always God. It was always the Baruch Shem. Everything's Elokus. That's the feminine. They need to receive. So in the future, the kala, the woman, is going to stand at the center. That's what's hinted at in the pasuk, Eishes Chayil Ateres Baila. Eishes Chayil Ateres Baila. We'll talk about that future, Mishnah in the future. Eishes Chayil, the woman of valor, is really the crown of her husband. Ateres Baila. In this world, the man looks like he's the Iker. He's the Baal Bechir. He's the doer. He's the shaker. He's the mover. And then the Nekeva is Mevatel itself to the Ur of the Mashpia in a healthy way, Mitzvah, and to the light of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But La'osel Lovo, in the future, when Mashiach comes, in the future when Mashiach comes, Hinini Oisa Chadosha Ba'aretz Nekeva Tesoyvev Geva Hainu, the Rebbe explains, Hainu. She'oz Yan Hir Hashem Isboruch, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will illuminate our way of understanding. He will make it clear. She'koach HaNukva Hu Yoser Na L'mikoach HaZocha, that the koach of the Nekeva is more exalted, is greater than the koach of the zachar, and that's why those reverberations are being felt now, at the end of time. Of course, it comes out in very, very extreme, strange, and bizarre ways. It's not that what's happened is that women want to be men. That's not what the Rebbe's talking about. It's the feminism that the Torah is talking about is that women are happy being women. Not that women want to become men, but women feel secure and satisfied in who they are. That's the pnimius of feminism. The chitzonius of feminism comes out that women feel that all they recognize is this thing that, oh, we were always like We're always second fiddle. And now we want to be guys. We want to be guys means we want to be egotistic slobs. We want to be the creators. So we're not going to have kids. Well, I'm some slave to someone. I'm a slave to some guy. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. A lot of v'chulus. Of what perversion has taken place in our times. But the Sherish Hadavar, we need to understand. The root of this is very, very, very deep and very holy. It's the restoration of God's infinite light into creation. It's the beginning. The reverberations are being felt as we approach Mashiach. And therefore, the Nekeva has this tremendous sudden urge to be at the center and for the Chassan to walk around. Because I'll get to you in a second. Because the Metzius is, he says, that really, that's Yosef Nahal. However, in this world, in these 6,000 years of Olam Hazeh, the Iker Ratzon of Hashem is Bechira. Bechira is the male call. Bechira. Fighting off the demons, fighting off the ego, somehow being able to remember that there's Rabbeinu Shalom Me'eva Hanoha, that there's another side of the river, and that everything is Elokus. And the male has to fight against that powerful, powerful need to be himself. So that's the Ikur Tosh Yavad Adam Kach Bechiras HaTayra. The Zeo Mistar with the Zohar Sagi Bereisha. Therefore, in this world, the Zohar Sagi Bereisha is Zohar Nekeva Baro Oysa. That's what it says in Chumash. Hashem created Zohar Nekeva. Because this world is the world of the Zohar, is the Ikur. Achein kol oid. So I'm sorry, you want to say something.
Oh yeah, I think you're actually getting into it. That sort of, if the Nekeva is the Mekabel, the Kabbalist, whatever, then Hashem, the way that we view Hashem is the epitome of Mashpia. So, but Hashem has this Nekeva aspect. How do we understand Hashem in a way of Mekabel?
Okay, so you're learning that a lot. I mean, Hashem, that's the Indian of Kutsha Brichu, Ushchinte. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol, that's the male. His galus of Hashem, and Shechina is the female is galus of Hashem. So you're onto something, but we're going to be working on that in Mitzvah Hashem. But we need to put that on hold for now. We'll get to it.
What Rabbi said, just said about as the males in Mashpia, that's why he needs to like find like always worry about like being himself. So is that why it's like more of like a male thing to always be concerned about like trying to find like be yourself, whereas I think women usually aren't as concerned about that.
It's a very important point. There's so much to talk about this Inyan, because the Inyan of Zohar Nekeven, it all comes from this. The need that the male has to find himself, the need that the Zohar has to conquer, to make all kinds of conquests, most importantly, the girl, to bring home a girl. This need to conquer, to make choices, to choose, to discover, to find, is totally a male quality. It's bechlal, not a female. The Indian of the Nekeva is to be who she is. She didn't have this Indian until recently. I'm only somebody if I discover some faraway galaxy. I'm only somebody if I hit the Grand Slam, the bottom of the ninth. I'm somebody. I'm only somebody if I have like a chush of a career and I'm making millions of dollars. That's all recent history. That's all just now hot off the press. But traditionally, a woman didn't have to go anywhere to feel satisfied. She didn't have to leave the Dalet Amos of her own house. She didn't have to go anywhere. She didn't have to. She had no need to become something other than herself. That's why it's so important to her that the male appreciate that. The male's preoccupied with conquering, with discovering, with going out, making choices, career choices, learning choices, choices, choices. Even traditionally, the woman was just the one who would be courted by the male. She was chosen as a kalim. The Indian of the female, that koach of the nekeva is to be in a place of shleimus, to be basking in the light of the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, and not to have to go anywhere to prove who she is. A male is constantly trying to prove himself. He feels that if he doesn't prove himself, then he's not going to exist. He's going to die. So men do all kinds of strange things. They participate in all kinds of contests and races and competitions. All sports is about this union of conquering, that you could have grown men running around in gachkas, trying to get to the goal, to be able to get past. To get past it, the meaning of war making. If it were up to women, there would never be any wars. The girls would just go shopping together again. Everybody'd be happy. Well, they'd have some argument over this, a little bit of that, but there wouldn't be any Muhammads. All the Muhammads are guys. It's all guys. It's all conquering. It's all getting. It's all not being able to be someplace without getting something else. Going, feeling that you're transcending yourself. Well, the woman has no need to transcend herself. A woman's whole meaning is, I want to be myself. Therefore, this whole art of self-discovery is a very, very female thing. The fact that men are now engaging in that is because we're getting closer to Mashiach. And the Yakus of the Nekeva is beginning to shine. That's why there's a tremendous preoccupation with Pnimis HaTorah and so on and so forth. So the meaning of discovering what's within oneself. The male thing is to go outside of myself. To go outside of myself. By a woman, everything develops within her. The baby develops within her. The whole meaning of the male is outside of himself, without getting more graphic than that. It's all about outside of himself. Conquering, being something else, self-discovery, finding myself. All of these things. The women didn't have such an inyan to have to go someplace to find herself. She was happy being herself. Now, these lashonos that I'm using, you understand if we would talk this way outside of this room in a secular, if we would be having this conversation in a secular place, Then it would be mamish sakamis nefashis to talk this way. But this is the emes of Torah. We're not talking here about theories. This is all Zohar Kodesh Kisvei Ari. This is all Torah. This is Torah's Moshe. All of this. I'm sorry, yeah.
Until modern times, were women in that state of shleimus?
I'm sorry, women?
Because if they weren't,
yes,
until modern times,
yes, they were in that place of shleimus, but unfortunately, they suffered at the hands of their men. They lived with terrible men, terrible, terrible men. They suffered terribly, women. Not to say that all of them are tzadkaniyos. Of course, they're human beings, but for the most part, they didn't have all of these in yonah. What would be in a shul? Imagine, Adam, just imagine, if the women would run the shul. I'm not suggesting that. I'm a very traditional guy. But what if the women would run the shul? Very often there are like machlokes and things that go on in shul. And when my wife gets wind of it, she just shakes her head in disbelief. She says, you know, if you just let me talk to, if the girls could just work this out, could we finish in 5 minutes? That this guy's going to start a new shul because he didn't get shishi that week. You understand? Starting a new shul. How could they not give me shishi this week? He's going to start a new shul. When the women hear these things, they don't get it at all. Bechlal not. It's a fascinating thing to study. If just if you take a shul and study in a shul, like, or if it be in any mice, any organization, the first thing with the guys is always Mi Bereish. Always. Mi Bereish. Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Kailo, what's my position? Mi Bereish. Always by the guys. By the girls, never, ever. I mean, they're always weird, but they're not like that. There's no meaning there by Mi Bereish. Mi Bereish. It's just to do. To help. Not Mi Bereish. Mi Bereish.
There's going to be a difference between the shleimus that was previously, and what will be.
So what will be?
It'll be a different type of shleimus.
Yeah, the shleimus will be, well, let's continue with the piece. That's, yeah, as you.
Just to clarify, but the bechira is not what we do, but what we think, when we do what we do.
Yeah, but that's a loaded sentence. You said it very well. But I don't want to. We have Mitzvah the whole year to work on this thing. And the subject of Bechira in Hishvus, you know, is a touchy one. And we're just a little bit scraping, a little bit. So I don't want to go into such a powerful Hagdara. I mean, even though it's a good way that you said it. But emesis is about thinking and perception, not reality. That's what's going to be Mizgala Loss of Lava. Chen kol od shahaya nukva achidus b'setroi, three lines up from the bottom. Chen kol od shahaya nukva achidus b'setroi lahaya zivg b'shleimus. Now here's where the Rebbe moves into the final stage, really, of the Torah. Even though there's a lot more to go, we'll need maybe two more times. He says, the emes is, as long as the zoch and the kever were attached, that's how we came into the world, zoch and the kever, back to back. In that state, lahoya zivug b'shleimus. The zivug of zoch and the kever was not b'shleimus. I mean, what kind of a relationship is that? They're sewn together back to back. They're not existing in a state of panim upon him. It's back to back. On the simplest level, just what temptation does the male have? Does the chasen have if everywhere he goes, his nekev is attached to him? I mean, if he turns his head, she goes, why are you looking over there? Because her head also turned over. So there's no shlemus, and there can't be true love in that state of achor b'achor. They can't face each other. That relationship that's called achor b'achor in the Svarma Kedoshim was the state of man in that original stage of creation. Where it's gewaldic, there's a Zacher side, there's a Nekeva side. It means that the Zacher can't forget his Nekeva. That means that the male can't forget that he's a Makabel, because, as I said, the second he starts to get carried away with himself, she's right there. What do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? So that's not a state of Shlemus. Nor is it a state of Shlemus for the Nekeva to drift off into her Bittel. That's not what God wanted with this world. So, in that original state, lahoya zivug b'shleimus k'disa b'hariya kodesh. Shahazivug haya oz achor b'achor. Now, I'll tell you an interesting thing. In the Kisveri, when we were in the Midbar, it was called achor b'achor. When we came to Eretz Yisrael, it was called panim upon. Doesn't that go against what you would think? In the Midbar, it was called Achor V'Achor. In the Midbar, God's presence was very, very obvious. The man was falling, the Anani covered, the Be'er Miriam. In the Midbar, there wasn't much Bechir. Because that state of Behirus, of clarity, that Hashem dropped on us, didn't require much choosing. We just went along for the ride. Now, even though we were very firm, but it's Achor V'Achor, it's back to back. Once we came to Eretz Yisrael, there was a sawing in half. Where there it would be possible to choose something other than God. There you're going to be tested with, can you remember the Nekeva? Can you remember that light? Can you remember that you're a Makabel? Even though here, you're tending to your own farm, you're planting, you're a Mashahu, you know, you're a Mishahu, and it's not falling, the food's not falling from heaven. You start to think, hey, you know why I have all this food? You know why I'm richer than the guy next door? Because I'm more talented, I'm better. There, and it's just so you begin to get carried away, but it's interesting. In the Midbar, the relationship is achor b'achor, back to back. In Eretz Yisrael, it's panim upon. In other words, the shleimus of the relationship is not when it's easy, not when it's obvious, not when the nekeva is attached to you. The shleimus is davka when it's hard. Davka when it's not obvious. Davka when you could think otherwise. Davka when the chas and kala find each other. Not when they come into the world sewn together. But when they find each other. When they come to each other. When they choose each other. That's the shleimus. Even though it hurts. As I said, all of the pain that we have comes from this. But that's the shlemus of creation. That's why Lahaya Zivik Dari taught Lahaya Zivik Shlemus Kadiza Bahariz Akadazal, Shazivik Haya Ozb Akhor Bachor, Kimeachar Shilohaya Dain Shum Hester Ba'olam, because at that early stage, when Adam Chava were created, there was no Hester yet. There was no concealment. Vahaya, the next page, the other side, Vahaya Nikum of Furish is Galus Ariasbach, but call it Nevroim Beli Shum Helen Klal. There was no concealment. The Nekeva, the male came attached with the Nekeva. So the Zohar can never forget that he's a Makabel. There was the Nekeva was one kit, one unit. So the Zohar is never running away with himself. He's always got that tap on the shoulder, more than a tap on the shoulder. He's always got that shoulder that says, he says, you're just Makabel like me. Your job is to be Mashpia, but you can't forget that we're just Makabel. God created us. What do you think you're doing? What are you getting out of here? Are you getting crazy? So in that original state, when there was still that clarity, when it was back to back, the Ari HaKadosh says, describes that as a state of achor ba'achor, meaning that it's not the ideal. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's why, as I said last week, and we're going to see now, Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom HaNesiu, the day of the sewing in half. The day of the cutting in half of Adam and Chava, of making them into two separate independent beings. Only through that can a person feel that he's being judged. The day of Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Otherwise, man would never ever believe that, who's judging me? There's something higher than me that's judging me? I'm being judged for my actions. There's no such thing as Din can only be when there's choice. When there's Ben Dom, La Dom, Ben Din, La Din, Ben Negel, and Negel. If there are no choices, there's no Din. What's the point? In that original state where everything was so clear, there was no choice. There's no choice, there's no Din. Well, who's being judged? Why are you being judged? What's the point of Din? There's no Ben Zeh L'Zeh. Everything is clear. And if there's no choice, then there's no judgment. So man Shleimus is not that original state when everything is clear. What are you going to make the what kind of wrong choice are you going to make? And the Zohar and the Kaver are attached in such a way, what kind of wrong choice? There's no wrong choices. There's no choices. Thus is thus. It is what it is. Lishum Helen Klal. In that original state, there's no Helen, there's no concealment at all. It's like the elections in Iran, you understand? Like, so what kind of an election is that? In Eretz Yisrael, they call it the Bechirot, they call it elections. But what does it mean to have an election? Like, what are the elections in Iran? Like, one of these places. Like, who's going to win? Who's going to win? And they're like, what's the big surprise? They have like a party afterwards or something? There's no Inyan. There's a Behirus. This is the winner. The winner. There's no winning because there's no losing. So if you can't lose, you can't win. There's nothing. It looks great because it's so easy, because everything is done and everything's taken care of, but that's not called Shleimus Abriya. For that, the Rebbe Yisrael didn't have to create a world. By the Neshamas is boring also. In the Olam HaNeshamas, everything is. That's not the tachlis of creation. The excitement comes with making choices, but so do the failures. There's the terrible pain, the disappointment, the frustration, the giving up, the losing hope. But the excitement of making the choice, and the whole koach that a human being has to be someone, a being that is able to scream out and to daven, to turn, to look, me'ayin yovay ezri, me'ayin, me'ayin, ayye mekayim kevayday. The whole koach of tefillah, the Rebbe is going to explain, comes from that. So that wasn't the tachlis, men, Adam and Chava attached back to back, achor b'achor. Just like being in the midbar with the man falling down and having everything to be taken care of, and Moshe Rabbeinu leading us, there was no, even though we had problems over there. That's a separate discussion what that was, but that's not the tachlis, getting your food from heaven. That's not the tachlis. I was crossing the street this morning, and a very sweet bacha, I didn't meet him before, a very sweet bacha came at the light, and he said, "Could I ask you something?" I said, "Yeah." So he asked me, He said, how am I supposed to do tshuva and come to Yom Kippur? It's a funny question for a red light, but how am I supposed to do tshuva and come to Yom Kippur if I have to spend this week studying whatever you said, chemistry or stuff, history, I don't know. How am I supposed to come to Yom Kippur? So I said, like, what if you would be a shoemaker or a carpenter? How are you supposed to come to God this week if you have to fix somebody's shoes? Or if you have some other work, like, what about all these people who have to do things? And how are you supposed to come to Yom Kippur? The tachlis ha-makuvan of creation is to be able to find the Rabbanu Shlalom outside the Beis Medrash. Only nowadays it's a challenge to find them even inside the Beis Medrash. That's true. But it used to be that the big challenge is how to find the Rabbanu Shlalom outside the Beis Medrash. And this tzaddik is asking me, like, what's the tachlis of my life? There's no tachlis to my life, because how are you supposed to come to Yom Kippur? I have to study English things this week. So that's what this world is. It's a world of bechira. So I guess somehow, through this inyan of Milton or Chaucer or Shakespeare, whichever one of those Rishonim you're Isaac in, you're gonna have to remember this Rabbanu Shlomo. What can I tell you? You have to try to be Mamluch Hashem over your life. Yeah. What are you gonna do? That's the nature of this world. But he seems so surprised. He said, "Oh, like, I never thought of that. The Bechir Chavshis, I never thought of that. Avoid the Hishtadlis, Bechir Chavshis, Hester, Helen, Akadekach. That it's become almost obvious to many, many parts of our people. Hashem should watch all of them, and they should be healthy and well. It's become very, very, it seems to be obvious to them that unless I'm learning all day, I can't be an Eved Hashem." This is only also recent history that there's such a mahalach, that one is not an oivet Hashem. Avoida means bechira. If you're one of those who are fortunate and you use your time well and you're serious about learning and you're still living in a state of adam chava attached back to back, and you're in that place, that's kol kavod. That's beautiful. The tachlis hamakuvan is not that. It's not the tachlis hamakuvan. Nowadays, as I said, people can make millions of choices while sitting and learning all day, because there's such a hest upon him that even if you're in the Bishop Medrash, there's such a hest upon him. It's true. But the way of thinking is so strange. All right, the Mitzvah Shem, let's make a little mark and hold on to the pages. And Mitzvah Shem will continue after. We'll continue by Brachos. So can we dive in my archives?